Hi, and welcome to the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
I am Charles Lewis, your client results advocate.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number 360. Look at that.
Yeah, 360.
360. Yeah, now all the wires are messed up, and we're going to trip and fall.
I just want to give a moment of silence for 360. That's
Boom.
A big number, dude.
Yeah. Like, well, when I was typing it in today, it was like 260. Dave was like, no, it's 360. He's like, oh, yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot.
Yeah. We almost got enough podcasts for one every day of the year.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Five away. All right. We'll just broadcast them daily for the year, except for 130. We probably need to make
130
up
130 and 280.
Something like that, yeah. That were not so good on the ears. As always, we do have a tip from the previous podcast, and this tip is use Google Display Network placements on the same sites as your traditional marketing.
Makes sense, don't it? Like, if you're running ads, traditional ads, like TV ads or radio ads on any of your favorite cable networks, those websites for those cable networks usually offer Google ads. Run your remarketing ads on those same sites. That way you can capture the same audience.
Boom. All right. Please remember, this is filmed live here in Houston, Texas. And Charles and I, we are your friendly local neighborhood
top position snatchers.
And our mantra is,
do not be a douche.
Don't be a douche.
Not
it's
a good
not
look.
A good look. We've got an article today.
Got a great article today, man. Shout out punch in the face to Alex Kessler and the good folks over at Search Engine Journal. We've covered one of his articles a few months ago.
Right.
He posted this, why your SEO campaign is failing.
It got seven
tips in here on why your campaign could be failing, and so we'll get into that in a minute.
All right, so if your campaign is failing, and
probably going to identify why.
One, you haven't hired us, that's one, and then two, you know, we're going to find out exactly why here in just a second. If you're in a position to, we're going to ask that you tweet. Chuck, what should they tweet?
Tweet us, right? Make sure you use the hashtag SEO Podcast. This is number 360. Tag us in it, at eWebResults, at Best SEO Podcast. That way we can follow you back. And do all of our social networking stuff.
Excellent. If this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy, welcome to the podcast. We're so glad that you have joined us. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know what we're about to skip.
Yeah. Script.
We're scripting something. So you'll also notice that I do not have a tear tattoo. I get a tear tattoo under my eye when we don't get a review. We got a review this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's also one of the things that causes us to skip this segment. So here's how that little game works. If we get 10 Shikos.
A Shiko is an eWeb Results branded term for social engagement. It stands for shares, likes, and follows.
If we get 10 of those and a review, then we don't tell you how to leave us a review because that's kind of a lengthy process.
Mm-hmm.
We can cut it out.
That'll save you about 4 good minutes.
So we... 5 if we start messing it up.
Yeah.
So this time we did get one review and we've got more than 10 Shikos, so we're going to skip that section. We will tell you how you can connect with us.
Yeah.
We really want you to connect with us. You guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes, and here's how you can connect with us. You can go to facebook.com/eWebResults, youtube.com/eWebResults, twitter.com/eWebResults, instagram.com/eWebResults, and linkedin.com/company/eWebResults. All of those will take you to our profile on those platforms. Please do the needful, which is also, we call it, Shiko-ing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shiko us, please.
Please. Hey, if you're a PHP genius or a WordPress guru, we are probably looking for you. Go ahead and leave an audio resume at 713-510-7846. If you are a business owner or an internet marketer and you are interested in a free, comprehensive website profit analysis, we can provide one for you for free.
Yeah.
That's why it says free
Take
at the
advantage.
Beginning of it. Take advantage. Just go to eWebResults.com and click the green button. Do we have any AlgoCat?
No AlgoCat today.
We do not have AlgoCat. So let me cover a little bit of news, and then we'll do our review. I just thought this was interesting. I don't know if you've seen in whatever Discovery Channel, bees are dying all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like lots
that.
Of bees, insecticides, global warming. They don't know exactly why they're dying, but they are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're working on little drones that can do the job of the little bees.
Oh, I don't want drone. Well,
if it gives me a banana or an orange, I'm happy to have the little buzzers flying around. But if I don't eat them,
I just think I'd rather deal with the bee than the drone.
Yeah,
because the drone is under someone's control.
Right. Yeah, and it's not mine.
It's not mine. Yeah. The bee is on nobody's control, yeah. Right?
It's on autopilot. Yeah.
So I don't know if I just trust little drones flying around.
I thought this was interesting. Cortana, so if you don't know, Cortana is like the Siri and the Alexa.
It's the voice search for Microsoft.
For Microsoft, exactly. It will remind you to do things that you promised in emails.
I got a problem with that, too, man. I got a problem with everything, man. I blame my daughter.
Right.
Gave me problems with everybody. Like the fact that Cortana wants to read my email and tell me what I forgot. Maybe I didn't forget it.
Yeah. Right? Maybe I'm ignoring it on purpose. Do not remind me. This is how computers get broken.
Hey, that's not true, Ron Kerr. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Comcast can no longer say they are the fastest internet provider. So the FCC, I think they're in charge. I think it's the FCC in charge of communication. They're in charge of like making sure that when you do mark advertising,
you can't say this or say that,
right? And they said, yeah, it was pretty clear that by the statements that Comcast was using made it imply that no matter what level of package you were on, Comcast was always the fastest. Obviously, if you're on their slow package, then they're not the fastest. So, yeah. You got some news?
I got news. Got four pieces of news. The first one is about my favorite game.
Okay.
NBA.
Right.
But if I'm bringing it to you guys, then you know it's something digital.
It's got a technical
man,
spin
so
on it.
Were you ever a gamer?
Yes.
Like video games?
Yes. Yes.
I used to be a huge gamer. NBA 2K, John Madden, NBA Live, all the sports games, FIFA Soccer, you name it.
Right.
I played it.
Right.
Right. So dig this. The NBA is actually creating its own esports league for the game NBA 2K. The league is going to launch in 2018, consisted of teams operated by the NBA franchises. Dig this. The league commissioner told the Wall Street Journal that all 30 leagues have expressed interest in forming teams. So an actual digital NBA 2K league? That's kind of live right there. And now what I'm hoping to see is if they allow the fans, and they have to allow the fans to contribute, and this is going to be one-on-one engagement. Could you imagine playing against LeBron?
Right.
With LeBron.
You could legitimately kick his butt because it can't happen on the court, right?
Exactly. I could kick his butt with him.
Yeah.
How about that?
You could cause him to kick his own butt in the game. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's just kind of cool. I think Adam Silver, that's a phenomenal way, a great way to help create the brand, help spread the brand, help build new fans. Awesome opportunity, and I know y'all going to figure out some kind of way to make money on it. They even talking about allowing the games to be played in the stadiums on the screens.
Ah, yeah.
Why not?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I could dig it. So dig this, another one. Got Twitter. Got some Twitter news. Now, Twitter rolled out changes to silence the abuse on its service. You know, they've been getting a lot of complaints about people trolling and fake accounts and this and that. And so the company says that it will now stop the creation of new abusive accounts and offer safer search results and collapse abusive or low-quality tweets. So basically what that means is they're putting more attention on this.
Right.
More people who have these profiles that's always trolling people with an egg or no avatar or blank bio and all of the triggers that kind of indicate this is a spoof profile.
Right.
They're going to collapse those. And all those kind of one-word tweets that go out that don't really have much value, they're going to collapse those. And so good news is if you're active on Twitter and you're putting out decent content and you're not spamming nobody, you will probably get more coverage.
Right.
And if you are going through some bad practices,
bye-bye.
Well, yeah, deuces to you. Yeah. And we're not going to be mad to see you go.
We will not shed a tear about your departure.
So,
or compression.
It's amazing. You talked about Cortana talking about what people promised in their emails,
right?
So they got a new bill. Right now, if you were to get in trouble, right, and let's say you did something illegal and the feds needed to check your email,
right,
they could just do it. Any email you had on the server that was older than 90 days old, they could access it. No warrant needed. Nothing. They could just.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Exactly. And that's been in place since the 80s, apparently. So dig this. They just passed a new bill the other day. New bill to update online privacy laws dating back 3 decades, literally cruised, according to TechCrunch, through the House by unanimous vote. This bipartisan bill known as the Email Privacy Act would require the government to seek a warrant in order to access the email of American citizens. Now, the previous one was the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, or the ECPA, passed in 86, and that one let the government exercise warrantless searches if emails were more than 180 days old. So now 90 days, but 6 months.
Isn't that the opposite of useful? Like if you're chasing a terrorist, you really need to see the most
new email.
Ones,
I don't need nothing.
And the
6 months
old ones
old.
About your affair with whoever are not
or expired, frankly, because 6 months old, the attack probably already happened.
This is stupid. Interesting.
And so now they need a warrant.
All right. Good. So, good.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's something you can get excited about today. Like, you're behind that one. Good.
So, lastly, this here. Have you heard of Facebook Like?
Oh, that's the process of clicking like on
Facebook?
No,
not like, L-I-T-E. Light.
Oh, light. I have not heard of Facebook.
I heard about it, like, so, last year sometime, but they ain't paying no mind, because I would never use Facebook Lite. Like, I need all the features.
Yeah.
Right, but so apparently there's a Facebook Lite, right, and it's designated for people who are in low bandwidth areas. Right?
Okay.
So you don't need
sense.
All the features.
Yeah. No video, right, yeah.
Facebook Lite hits 200 million users as the low bandwidth world of revenue skyrockets. Facebook's stripped down but speedy light app is growing fast and adding countries so it can keep connecting people and building companies business using low bandwidth world where revenue increased 52% this year. That's a huge increase.
Wow.
And people say they're really targeting countries, South Korea and places in Africa and places overseas and different Arabic countries and things like that, where there just really isn't a Comcast Wi-Fi.
Right.
There isn't an AT&T U-verse. There's only satellite or low bandwidth internet available. And if you're on Facebook kills my data now.
Yeah.
Kills my phone now, right?
Yeah.
And so with video and live and everything else. And so a light version that's still connecting people, I can dig it. And apparently Facebook has made a way to make it profitable. So that's what's up.
Good on them.
Mm-hmm. That's my news.
All right, so I have one review. This review is from Tracy Ferguson, and it is, of course,
five stars.
It says, EOR Results is fun to listen to, engaging, and they offer great SEO tips. I really appreciate their help and knowing how to better improve the SEO of our small business website. They do concrete finishing. I had a conversation with her this week. So punch in the face to you, Tracy. We really appreciate you listening and reaching out to
concrete counters and concrete floors.
Exactly.
And stuff
like if you want to do a stained concrete or maybe do an epoxy over concrete. And I think it's coconcrete.com. I think that's right. Maybe Concrete Finish. Okay. They're in Colorado. So punch
I got
in the
one
face
to
you, Tracy. All right.
Talking about punches in the face. This punch in the face goes to Sean Wrench. He hit us up on Twitter. And so remember a few podcasts ago, I gave a blank stare to POTUS after the inauguration, how his Twitter followers went from 13 million down to 3 million.
Right.
And so apparently Sean Wrench listened to that podcast the other day.
Right.
You catch up. Right. But he hit us up on Twitter. He says, at Sean Wrench, he says, at EWeb Results, the at POTUS handle is now at 15.2 million. Just thought you'd like to know. I heard your podcast.
Punch in the face
for you for just listening to the podcast.
Researching, getting back to us.
Well, and letting us know what's up with it. And to be honest, I figured it would climb back. What we saw was a transition of users.
Right.
Well, that's all we did, because at the end of the day, our president of the United States, Twitter is his primary method of communication. And so it makes sense for his word to scry higher than 15 million. It'll probably be double that in this time next month.
Or primary method of irritation.
Yeah. Either way. So yeah, thank you, Sean, for sharing that with
us. Cool. Punch in the face to you, Sean.
Expected it.
And all right.
That's it.
That is the potatoes of our podcast. It is time to get into the meat.
Yeah, so like I said, punch in the face to Alex Kessler and the good folks over at Search Engine Journal. He posted this article, Why Your SEO Campaign is Failing.
Why is it failing?
That's a question we get all the time. People call us and say, hey, we want this, we want that. And first thing we have to do is figure out why your campaign is failing. The whole profit analysis and web analysis Chris talks about is about figuring out why your campaign is failing and what we can do to fix it.
Yeah, they usually don't call and say, hey, I have a really, really good SEO campaign. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, no, they say, man, I've been paying the company. It sucks.
Selfie.
And my campaign is not working. My keywords don't show. I can't find myself. Why? Well, Alex did a great job of listing out at least 7 reasons why your campaign might be failing.
The best one is, I'm on the first page, but I'm not getting any phone calls. I'm trying to figure out why. And I'm like, are you using incognito mode when you do searches? What is incognito mode?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so we got a long call now. We got a lot of explaining. Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do.
So his reason number one why your SEO campaign is failing. Number one, he says your website is outdated. Reason number one, your website's outdated. He says a few main aspects of your website may be the cause for it to rank poorly. And some of those aspects could be like your website architecture or your website speed, maybe the responsiveness of it, or maybe your HTTPS, if it's secure or not. So, for example, the architecture, right? He says some of these main pages should be available from a header on the homepage. He says site structure should follow a logical and predictable order. What he's talking about here is ease of use, right? He's talking about your navigation. He's talking about your menu, and he's absolutely right. The pages you have, especially those target pages, those most important pages, those landing pages, they should be in the main menu, frankly, in the main nav, easy to access, easy for Googlebot to understand their importance. Problem is, we tend to create pages that for a specific purpose, and you may not put them in the main menu. Maybe you don't have enough space in the menu, or whatever reason, you don't want to disrupt the design you have, or for whatever reason. But those important pages won't get the access they need and the favor they need by not being in that main menu. I would encourage you to use drop-downs or maybe restructure your navigation or something like that. But the key is making sure you have the right content and those important pages that you really want to rank in the menu, easy to find, easy to index, easy to access. He also talked about speed as being one of the reasons that your site is outdated. At the end of the day, he says by just improving the load time of your site, you may see an improvement in ranking. And he's right. We've seen this.
Yeah.
Move a site to a mobile-friendly layout and make it fast, and all of a sudden their ranking pops, and we haven't even done any SEO yet.
Yeah.
And so it can happen.
I guess technically we have done it, but we haven't
addressed your content at all. Yeah. We just addressed your site coding and theme and layout. At the end of the day,
that's even before fundamentals, right?
It just happens during production.
Yeah.
But nobody likes a slow site, right? At the end of the day, like, we're all very impatient people.
Yes.
And so if your site's slow, if it's dragging, if it's taking forever to load, if your images are too heavy, if it's not responsive, if you got all these videos hosted on your site instead of like hosted on YouTube and embedded and all of these type of deals, then your site's just going to be slow. It's going to be a bad experience. User's not going to like it. And Google's not going to rank it. Adjust your site. That was number one. Your website is outdated, so update your site, and that would definitely help your SEO campaign, which is one of the reasons why with every campaign we tend to push for a redesign. Even if your site is really good, it's not about just wanting to redo your site for the sake of redoing it. It's that
getting the coding right.
We know that it's easier to build from scratch with the framework we've already familiar with versus like getting under the hood of somebody else's car, right?
Code, yeah.
Somebody else has been building this car and doing the oil changes and changing the brakes and working under the hood, and then you get a new mechanic and he's like, I don't know what none of this stuff is, right? Even though it's the same kind of car he always worked on. Just like WordPress, there's so many different ways to use it, so many different plugins. A lot of these plugins are fast. A lot of these plugins are big and clunky, have great features and functionality, but make your site slow.
Yeah.
So one of the things we've done to address having your site updated is built our own custom WordPress framework.
Yep.
And that way, all of the plugins you would normally use, like pop-ups and things of that nature, we've kind of built them in.
Right.
And so that way, our site's super fast, and we don't have to deal with this kind of issue.
We don't have the security hole that add-in plugins typically add to a WordPress
site. So it's not about, you want to make sure your website's updated. And we're talking from a code perspective, also a design perspective, right? At the end of the day, if the site's ugly, then it's just ugly, and it's not going to get any user activity either.
Number two.
You haven't nailed your on-page SEO.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good reason. So first, your site's outdated. Right. One first reason for your SEO campaign failing. Second reason, you haven't nailed your on-page, right? That's your content. That's your title. Things like that. Matter of fact, he says some common on-page SEO elements and best practices which you may be missing or need to update could be dragging your website down.
Easily. Yeah.
Handle the basics.
Yeah.
Right? After you got that code and everything right, then look, make sure your title is keyword rich, right? Make sure your content is optimized and relevant and original. Matter of fact, in respect to your content, I say find that sweet spot, which we'll get into a little later. But make sure your content is relevant. You want to make sure that you have the right metadata and the right image are resized and they're optimized and they have alt tags. You want to make sure you're
using. They're named.
They're named.
Keyword rich names.
Exactly. You want to make sure you're using Schema. You got all your content marked up the correct way. These are just basic SEO stuff that needs to happen. Yeah, search engine friendly URLs, right? No underscores and spaces and funny stuff.
Question marks.
Yeah, use your hyphens and don't overdo it with those. Just that kind of stuff.
Right.
Handling the basics. A lot of people haven't had the basics handled.
Yep.
Matter of fact, the site we've just got, I was looking at there, preparing for our creative call. Yeah, he got a lot of basics not right.
Yeah.
And so I know that once we relaunch,
it's going to pop.
It's going to pop just going to our framework and handling
It'll
the basics.
Faster and mobile, and it will pop.
Just happens like that.
Yeah, he's not mobile friendly.
It's not mobile friendly. It's not at all. So make sure you handle your on-page SEO on top of those website updates.
Number three,
you're not building links properly. This is a good one because a lot of people get plagued by this. They God forbid, you know, take advantage of that Fiverr deal where they can build you 10,000 links.
$5 for 310,000 links?
Yeah, don't do that.
Doesn't even cost much.
Don't do that.
Until
it's
later.
Not a good Yeah, that doesn't cost much till you come to us and we got a whole bunch of cleanup to do to fix your link profile. And then you come out the pocket. So don't do that.
Hello, Bryant, for checking in on Facebook Live.
Yeah, and so you're not building links properly. Matter of fact, he says beyond internal linking, building inbound links is vital for your site. It is considered the second most important ranking factor, with content being the first. So when he's talking about inbound linking, he's not internal linking was like different from page to page, post to post, page to post, graphic to page.
There's a lot of value you can optimize there.
Yeah, you have to take advantage of it. It helps user experience. It helps Google understand which pages are relevant and what they're optimized for. But he's talking about inbound link building.
Yes.
Right? So that's links from like guest blog posts or links from other colleagues and things like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I added here. Some one of the best ways to take advantage of link building and to actually do it the right way is go after your low hanging fruit first.
Yep.
Oh, Chuck, what's the low hanging fruit? Glad you asked.
I don't know.
The low hanging fruit is whatever niche directories that are relative to your business.
Yes.
Right? So if you're an attorney, right, a criminal defense attorney, DWI attorney, whatever it is, then you may want to get links from like Nolo and Avvo and Total Attorneys and places like that because these are lawyer specific sites that you should have a profile on that can generate a link.
Yep.
Back to your site. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an inbound link.
Yep.
Or maybe you're a wedding photographer or a wedding videographer or a wedding venue even. Then you want to be in niches like weddingwire.com and theknot.com.
Yes.
All of these are different niches where you can create a profile that will link
to your
back
site.
To your site. Low hanging fruit, easy inbound links. And then I would suggest that you take care of your top six local directories: Google, Bing, Yahoo, Facebook, Yelp. And
the other one,
and one more. But yeah, those are other low hanging fruit that frankly you need to do anyway. But those are links back to the site. This is the best way and the easiest way to start building proper inbound links.
Yep.
Then as you begin to grow and meet people and network, then you find other like-minded people who have great sites. Then you can investigate guest blogging and exchanging links and doing things like that because there's a relationship there. I would advise you not to just send out blind emails asking people to link to you. It's kind of douchey.
Right.
You want to build that relationship first.
Yep.
You're not building links properly was number three.
Number four.
Your content is not performing. Good one, Alex.
Yeah.
Your content's not performing. We're talking about why your SEO campaign is failing. He says number four is your content's not performing. He goes on to say your content remains the most important ranking factor.
Yes.
Content is king. He says you can get all the other factors right, but without high quality content, your SEO will continue to fall flat.
Yep.
Common reasons for your content not performing and ranking are several things like too much thin or short content, irrelevant content, and things like that. Content is so what were our last two hires?
Content writers. Yeah.
That's how important content is. Like, it was, you know, we're growing.
It may even be our next.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're growing as a company and you know, outsourcing content, frankly, just was not the best move for where we're at right now.
Yeah.
You know, it made sense for us to bring that in-house.
Remember the Zappos book? Don't outsource your core competency. Our core competency needs to be content because it's the number one factor in search engine optimization.
And so when you consider having content that actually does perform, what does that content look like? Well, I think content is king for a reason. Right. And so consider these recent algorithm changes, right, with places like Panda running consistently. Well, then if Panda's running consistently, you can't afford to post some thin content, some duplicate content, some content that has no value, because you don't have that time to wait for a new Panda refresh and then make those adjustments. Panda's gonna catch it right now. Google's gonna know immediately that this is a horrible crap page you just published, devalue that specific URL. Yep. And if you happen to have other crappy pages on that same site, then your whole domain could just get blacklisted. And so you wanna make sure, or penalized rather. Right. And so you wanna make sure that you're taking the time to post quality content. And I mentioned this earlier in point number two, that sweet spot. And so that sweet spot about your content is really understanding where your sweet spot is. I got a personal algorithm for the sweet spot.
Right.
So if your content is one, original,
right,
you wrote it, you didn't jack it from no one, you did the research, you came up with it, it's relevant, meaning it's trendy, it's on topic, it fits your business, so it's original, relevant, and what's my last one?
It's yours. I don't know it.
It's original, it's irrelevant. Oh, and it's timely.
Timely.
It's timely, meaning and it's on target with your audience. It speaks and addresses what they need. It's timely content, it's relevant content, and it's original. Then you've hit that sweet spot. And if you're posting content like that all the time, it should rank for you. Yeah, that's what it is. Relevant, original, and answers the issue right in front of me. Yeah, so you want to make sure that your content does those things. Because if you don't, if you're just scraping someone's site and trying to repurpose the content, it's not going to give you a good result because it's not original. Frankly, somebody's probably already read that information. Google's already indexed that information. And so what value do you bring to it? None, really. You want to take the time to make it original. Add your own input into it. Make sure that it addresses your audience. Make it relevant to what you offer. And at that point, you could be cooking. But content, that's one of the reasons content doesn't perform. It is just because it's not good. And content that doesn't perform will definitely have the SEO campaign failing.
A disaster, failing.
Yeah, it would not do good.
Number five,
he says, your content is not converting. So one was not performing, meaning it's not ranking, not getting activity. Google's not really indexing it. Number two is it's not converting.
Right.
And a lot of people don't correlate conversions with SEO.
So,
right?
He says SEO campaign, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to SEO. So that's the difference, because your SEO doesn't need conversions. Your SEO campaign needs conversions.
Yeah, you need to make sure that all this traffic you've been optimizing for is actually doing something.
Yep.
Like downloading whatever you had to offer, calling whatever phone number you have present,
buying, subscribing
to whatever list you're offering, buying whatever you're selling.
Yep.
You want to make sure that your SEO is actually converting through your content. Matter of fact, he says, if your site is ranking and driving traffic, but your content is not converting, that's still an SEO failure. He's absolutely right. It's an SEO failure because you've generated all this traffic, all this content, and your business is not growing.
That's probably the first time I've ever heard
that.
Right, from an SEOer. Because, you know, we talk about what the difference between eWeb results is. And I always use this example when I'm talking to people. Probably used it three times today. You hire a company to make a great website, and they do. That was just my wire I was messing with. You hire a company to make a great website, and they do, which really means friends, family, business associates,
nephew,
like
little cousin, somebody who just graduated, and they make websites.
They make it, and they do a good one, and everybody likes it. And then you hire somebody to drive lots of traffic to that website, and they do.
So yeah, you've outsourced somebody or some, you know, in the garage guy, and he knows how to generate, you know,
maybe he's got the fundamentals of SEO down pat, right? So he does your title tag, your meta tag, your URL structure, he's got the cross linking.
Sounds a little bright local, get your citations right, and he got you traffic.
Boom. So now you got a great website and lots of traffic, or what you think is a great website, and you're not getting any business.
Yeah, you're still not converting.
Who do you fire? And that's the problem, because maybe it's the wrong traffic to the right site. Maybe it's the right traffic to the wrong site. Both of those will cause an SEO failure.
Yeah, so you want to make sure you got one company that's in control of all of those things.
Yep.
Which is kind of one of the things we do. And one of the reasons why we focus on results is so we can drive traffic and pursue that ranking that eventually turns into business.
Yep.
If at the end of the day, if I'm reporting to you that we moved your site to the top five listing in Google and Yahoo and Bing, and you got, you know, 500 visits this month, then I also need to be able to tell you that your site converted at 10%, and out of those 500 visits, you got 50 form submissions, right? I need to be able to tell you that. And if I can't tell you that, then we need to understand why. right? These sites must convert. It's not about just driving traffic and getting ranking. It's about growing businesses. Matter of fact, I would tell you this. If your content isn't converting, right, maybe you're in that position Chris just described. You got a site, you're getting lots of traffic, and you're banging your head trying to figure out why my site not converting. Get familiar with your analytics, right? Yeah. I love Google Analytics. Get familiar with it. Go figure out which pages are being viewed the most, which pages have the highest bounce rate. That's like people leaving. Go figure out what pages are people exiting on consistently, right? Go figure out, maybe do a site search. Figure out what they're looking for on your site that you don't have. So that way you can go in at that. The point is, if you don't understand how your traffic is engaging, then you will never be able to go and address the conversion problem, because you don't know what they're not converting on and what they are converting on. Number five was your content is not converting. Number six.
Six.
Your keyword strategy isn't working. Good one.
This goes back to like the old mantra, right? The mantra for real estate is location, location, location. The mantra for internet marketing in general, not just SEO, is
keywords.
Despite all the people saying keywords don't matter anymore.
Well, keywords do matter.
Position doesn't. What they're saying is rank doesn't matter. It's other factors. And those other factors,
they matter, but
impacted
keywords,
by rank. Yeah,
exactly. And see, the thing with keywords is keywords have evolved. Right. It's no longer about really, well, it kind of is. You still need to kind of develop your standard set. This is the term that I want to target. But you must expand on that. You must come up with secondary phrases and second level phrases and things like that that are still relevant to your target terms. And that's what he's saying right here. He says, strive to create a keyword strategy that doesn't simply focus on keywords at high search volume. These are harder to rank for on one hand and often have a significantly lower conversion rate when compared to the long tail ones. Long-tail ones are also closer to, again, the user intent and the natural expression. What is he saying? He's saying that someone may not be going for AC repair as the keyword you're optimizing for. They may be looking for how to repair my AC, or what's the best AC repair guy near me, or where's the nearest AC repair person,
or does Carrier AC repair.
Exactly. Right. They may put a brand name in there. The key is making sure that your keyword strategy isn't just focused on AC repair, but focused on all of those things,
right,
and that you're writing content that supports all of those things. Matter of fact, he goes in to talk about a hub and spoke type approach to this, and it's a similar, I've heard this at HubSpot, and I've heard this at WordCamp when I went out there also. Basically, what he's saying is the hubcap being your main term.
Right.
AC repair, and why you do it, and how you're the best at it, and how they should deal with you. And then the spokes are the secondary phrases that support the hubcap.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you take that kind of approach to writing your content, highlight what it is that you offer, maybe it's a product or service or whatever it is, and then you support that with all of the reasons why they should do it and why they should choose you and that sort of supporting data, then you end up with a page of content and a keyword strategy that actually works.
Yeah.
The problem is when you just, you know, kind of stick to old strategy.
Right.
You get your word. You're going to write 500 words. You're going to make sure it's in here, this density.
2%
and
density.
And then that's it. And no, that's really not it. Because, frankly, people may not be searching for that word. Could be extremely competitive. And you've missed the opportunity to go after the long tail phrases that actually have much more value and a higher conversion rate.
Yeah.
And so check your keyword strategy. Right. Make sure that you're not going after everything that's too vague. And at the same token, make sure you're not going after too many long tail phrases.
Right.
Because then you just won't get enough traffic.
It's a lot of effort for potentially not
a lot of effort, right? And so you need that traffic because, ironically, half of the people who do search the shorter phrase probably qualify, right? And so you just have to go after them also. Last one, number seven. So we're talking about, you know, why your SEO campaign is failing.
Yeah.
And the last one is
because it's not selling.
Well, you've been penalized by Google.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
That'll do it.
That'll do it. He says ultimately your SEO campaign may be failing because you've been penalized by Google. There are tens of reasons why you may get penalized, and the most common ones are a panda penalty, right? So that's content related. You have you've been scraping sites, or your content's thin, it's not relevant, it's duplicate, or any of those things, then yeah, you could be penalized by panda, and that page or your site can come out of the Google index. It's not a good experience. Or a penguin penalty, right? Maybe you participated in some link farm, you exchanged some links, you went on a ghost blogging blitz and posted the same article across 20 different sites, and they all link back with the same anchor text. Yeah, you asking to get pooped on by the penguin. Yeah. Or maybe a mobile gadding penalty, right? I didn't see too many people affected by it. It wasn't as big as an effect as they thought it would have, but we just got a new client whose site's not mobile friendly, and it's probably because of mobile gadding penalty.
Right.
You're just not mobile friendly. Yeah. And so, therefore, with the bulk and more people using mobile devices and searching mobily, Google even put out that statement that they receive more searches from the Google search app than they do from desktop.
Yep.
Right? And so if your site's not mobile friendly, then you're not getting that ranking. You're not getting that click. And on mobile devices, remember, AlgoCat a few months ago was that now the listing will tell you if the site is mobile friendly or not. And so if you're not mobile friendly, then you're not going to show up in that result. And if you do show up in the result, it's going to tell everybody that you're not mobile friendly and you're not going to get that click.
Yep.
Don't get penalized by Google. Oh, and the last one he mentioned was top heavy. Haven't seen much of these, mainly because our sites, we don't really have ads on them. We're not building those kind of sites. We usually target, you know, businesses and small to medium size. And so,
not bloggers or people who are...
Exactly. But if you're a blogger and you're not getting traffic, or maybe you have a form or some other type of deal where you got ads plastered everywhere, get money. I ain't mad at you. Go for what you know. Yeah. But just understand that too many ads above your fold and in your sidebars.
Top heavy.
Well, top heavy penalty, and Google will penalize you for that. And that can make your SEO campaign fail. And so don't do it.
I'm a little surprised you didn't mention your website's been hacked.
So
because that'll absolutely destroy your SEO.
So a couple other reasons. Those were his top seven. Right. Chris added number 8. Your website got hacked. Yeah. Right. And if your site's hacked, even if you have great content, great SEO, great looking website design, if your site's hacked,
it will not work.
It will not work. Yeah. Google's going to ban it. Frankly, people are going to get errors when they try to pull it up. And worst case scenario, they have a horrible experience and they come to you for AC repair and you're offering them Cialis or Viagra or whatever your hack was.
Yeah.
Right. Or God forbid, you know, they had the Trump hack going on during the election. Oh, and so, you know, a hack site, that was his number 8. I'll give you another one, a number 9. Another number 9 reason why your SEO campaign is failing. How about bad links? He said incorrect links. Just the wrong links?
It doesn't necessarily have to get to the point of a penalty.
Yeah,
right.
It's just this link is not relevant.
Right.
This link is coming from a site that's on a sucky server. There's another good one. Your technical stuff.
Right.
Right. Maybe you're on a shared server, and so you're sharing your server space with some really spammy sites.
Right.
Then you will be affected by that.
Yeah.
That's for all my people who maybe using GoDaddy shared servers right now. It's cool. I use it for a couple personal sites, but if you can afford a dedicated one, get your own.
Yep.
Especially if you're trying to optimize and drive business, because you don't want to have to deal with the fact that the person who's on your block, if you will, their house is just their yard needs cracked and it's driving your property value down. That's a great analogy right there, too. That's a good one. So, yeah, you want to make sure that you're not doing those things, right, to have your campaigns not failing.
We can host your site, too. I mean,
yeah, we can do that.
Send it over to us.
And punch in the face to you, man. Alex Kessler, great article, Why Your SEO Campaign is Failing. He gave 7 good reasons. We probably could have added 7 more because we deal with this all the time. But yeah, pretty good article.
Good article. Mm-hmm. And I tweeted him, so hopefully he'll reach out to us. So. Good stuff. Do we have any what news?
No what news.
All right. So, if you like this podcast...
I kind of had a little what. This is more not what, just really more like amazing and a punch in the face to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge music fan, huge rap fan. And so, Jay-Z started Tidal, music streaming service.
Right.
Right. For $56 million.
Right.
A few years ago.
Right.
He just sold 1/3 of the company to Sprint for $200 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Punch in the face.
Punch in the face to
so
you.
So he grew Tidal. And that's why I'm bringing this, because Tidal is all about internet streaming, digital music. Invested $56 million, grew it to $600 million, and then sold off 1/3 for $200. Yeah, I can't be mad at that, Jay-Z.
That's awesome. Hey, Manny, we see you checked in. On Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us. So we're going to ask you to do, not you specifically, Manny, but we would encourage you to do three things or one thing three times. And let's just share this podcast. If you like the podcast, you get some good information out of it, go ahead and share it with three people. And then, of course, make sure you like our Facebook page and all those good things.
Share with three people, preferably business owners, preferably people who could benefit from this type of content. If you're on Twitter, just add them. You can add us in it also. That'd be kind of cool. I'll retweet that and follow you guys back. If you're on Facebook, just share it. Tag your favorite three companies, favorite three people, and share it that way. But either way, we're just trying to help spread our podcast.
Spread the word. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you're interested in growing your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. We have a program called Instant Leads.
Leads.
Guaranteed.
Teed.
You got to enjoy that because not just the echo. You got to enjoy understanding that you can come to a company and get leads instantly, guaranteed. It's focused on pay-per-click. It's focused on landing pages. The reality is if somebody searches for something that's relevant to what you offer and they see an ad with a call to action in the ad that's relevant to what they search and they land on a page that has that call to action with that thing that they search, there should be action taken.
Yeah, you should get the conversion.
And that's what we focus on. Mm-hmm. So you're buying the traffic. Of course, it's instant. It's pay-per-click. As soon as we get that campaign up and launched, it's instant. And we're driving them to a highly targeted landing page that's designed to get results. Instant leads.
Not only that, let me just sprinkle this on there. And managing it. So this is not like a set up this page, create a campaign in AdWords and Bing, add some budget and set it and forget it. Mm-hmm. No, we're going to create the campaigns, add that budget to AdWords and Bing, and then manage this. Let's look at this weekly. Let's make sure that the ad is spending, that you're getting the right clicks, that you're getting the right conversions. Then we're going to talk to you. Hey, we noticed these conversions came in. Were they good? Were they qualified? How did they pan out? And we make those adjustments. It's a very phenomenal campaign. We got a couple clients on it right now doing fairly well.
Yep.
Take advantage.
All right. Let's see. If you have a referral, that's somebody who's interested in anything that we ever talk about on this podcast.
Anything.
Website. I was on the website design.
Search engine optimization.
I was on the phone the other day. It was yesterday. And the guy, I talked to a little bit about our pricing. He was like, so let me understand this. Should I go get my website made and then come to you?
You got
to
reach your phone.
No! Oh, no. That's the last thing you want to do. Because you're going to go get it made and frankly probably have to redo it. No. So starting at website, you are listing
website
it.
Design, search engine optimization, pay-per-click management, social media marketing, email marketing, instant leads is what we talked about. We got a whole gamut of digital marketing services for you or your clients or your referrals.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's our program, Instant Leads.
Leads.
Hey, if you're in Houston, make sure you go to upsocialnetwork.com. Come to one of our networking events. It's a great way to network your business and get content for your business. I'm just going to leave it like that today. I'm going to repeat it though. Network with other businesses because you should be doing networking and getting content for your business while you're networking. I know it may not compute for you. Show up and you'll find out how.
It should. And here's why. And I'll give you this quick elevator pitch on why you should and how it's going to compute. Because every business out there needs more social activity.
Yes.
And you need more networking. And this is the easiest and fastest way to not only network with other business owners who can likely become partners or even clients of yours, but to get the social engagement necessary to help you grow your social presence, like videos and likes and shares that happen automatically just for participating. Not to mention, we boost it for you.
Yeah.
On top of all of that, we'll boost your content. So take advantage of it. UpSocial Live. Go to upsocialnetwork.com. Go check out the next ones. They should be next week, Tuesday.
Yeah, next Thursday is at Tulane University. And you might want to check it out even if you're a podcast listener because we just started. We'll be broadcasting on TV. That's a yes. It's a networking organization broadcasting on TV. Houston Local Channel. And Nolan put together, he's the founder of UpSocial Network. He put together, it's called The Setup. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty awesome. It's about promotion for a business that deserves the promotion that they're getting. So really cool. Please remember, we're filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. You guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. Before I finish that, if you want a transcript, video, or audio of our podcast, you can find it at ewebresults.com. You guys have made us the most popular. Thank you so much. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for connecting with us. Thank you for sharing the podcast with other people. We really appreciate it. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pining, shining. Gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy. If I find her, I'll die happily.
All right, balance check, balance check. 360.
SEO podcast 360. Got a late start, so we need to move swiftly. Today we talk about why your SEO failing. Shout out to Alex Kessler. You nailed it. Yeah. SEO podcast 360. Let's go.
Boom.